Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, things are fairly peaceful here in Pine Ridge, for a change. Cedric and his ten are going from in front of the Jot'em Down store, and so is the threat of Squire Skimps to put up a billboard blocking the store's entrance. Grandpappy Spears is at his favorite place at the library table, reading his favorite book, The Almanac, and Abner's taking an order over the phone, a library order. Let's listen in.
No, I'm sorry, Miss Barton. Lorna Doone is out right now.
Hey, Jiminy Abner, listen to this.
Hush up, Grandpap. I'm on the phone.
What's
that, Miss Barton? No, that's out, too, but now we can give you Elsie Dinsmore makes the grade, or Gilbert the Boy Trapper. I know you'd enjoy that. Oh, I see. Well, now we got Love Twixt Golden Strands and Penthouse Romance.
Hey, Abner, listen.
All right. Anything else?
Thought you was talking to yourself.
Uh-huh. All right, now see if I got it straight now. You want Penthouse Romance, a bucket of lard, cornmeal, and a rat trap. Yes, Mom, we'll send it out this afternoon. Goodbye.
Well, I'll be doggone. Listen to this.
What's the matter now, Grandpap?
Bristol, Tennessee, 1,680 feet above sea level.
Oh, Lord, that almanac junk.
Yes, sir, I never would have believed it. Bristol, Tennessee, 1,680 feet above sea level.
Was you ever in Bristol, Grandpap?
How's that, Abner?
I say, was you ever there?
Ever where?
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee. Just a minute, I'll look that up for you. Let's see, Bristol. Here we are. 1,680 feet.
You've already read that.
That's above sea level, Abner.
Uh-huh. Well, I better put up this order for Ms. Barton.
Bozeman, Montana, 4,755 feet.
Grandpap, you're going to sit there and read. Don't keep reading the same junk over and over again. Gets monotony.
How's that?
I said don't... Oh, Lomi, look at that stack of books old Lum's bringing in. Must have got them for the library. I better get out there and help him.
In 1936, 1,784 votes was cast for Landon in Ramsey, North Dakota.
Morning, Long. Can I give you a hand with them books?
Yeah, grab them bottom ones there, Abner. They're slipping. Yeah, hurry.
Yeah, well, hold steady. Okay, I got them.
Anyway, they get kind of heavy after toting them all the way from old man Dalton's place.
Yeah.
I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Yeah, well, sit down and rest up first, pal.
A 1930 census gives Red Lodge, Montana, 3,026 population.
What'd you say, Grandpa?
Don't pay no attention to him, Lum.
Red Lodge.
Uh-huh.
What's he doing, Red Lodge? What does that mean?
Oh, he's just reading that dad blame almanac again. Doggies, he's been at it all morning. Might and I wish we never had that book in the library.
Yeah, well, come on, we better get these new books stacked up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if we keep getting in this many books every day, we're going to have a bigger library than that in there at the county seat.
Yeah, but now where are we going to put all the books, Lum? Already got most of the groceries sitting on top of the dry goods and everywhere else.
Yeah, I know it. Of course, if the library gets big enough, we might just drop the store and concentrate on the library.
Huh?
I may be on the verge of becoming the leading librarian of the United States. I don't know.
Well, now, just a minute, Lum. Lance, don't go dropping the store till
well,
we know...
I do know, Abner.
Yeah, what is it, Grandpap?
Guess who's on the Democratic National Committee from Iowa in 1953? Hubert Utterback of Des Moines.
Hubert Utterback?
According to the almanac, yes, sir.
Do you know him, Grandpap?
No, I don't believe I do. What does he look like?
Well, how would I know? Never even heard of him before.
Well, how come you bringing up his name, then?
I never bring it up.
You never?
No.
Well, maybe you're thinking of somebody else, Abner. Somebody will do that sometime.
Grandpap, I weren't thinking of nobody. You was the one that brought up
right,
the subject.
All right, Abner, stop arguing and help me sort out these books.
Wished he'd go home.
Put the big ones over there in this stack and then put the other ones over there.
Yeah, all right.
There's some nice-looking books in this batch. Hardly been read, looks like.
Reckon what kind of a story this one is, Lum. Applied Anatomy. Uh-oh, somebody must have had a bad accident in this store. Look here, Lum. This feller's nothing but bones and his head's off.
Abner, stop reading all the books. I just want you to sort them out.
Well, I don't want to read that, and I know that.
Uh-oh, here's another almanac. Don't let Grandpap get a hold of this, or we never will get shut of him.
Doggies know hide it or something.
Here's one that sounds good. Secrets of a Famous Chief.
Famous Chief? Now, there's one I'd like to read. There ain't no one thing I love more than a good Indian story.
Well, this ain't an Indian story. It's a different kind of a chief. This is a fellow that wears a big, fluffy white hat and cooks stuff. C-H-E-F, Chief. You saw pictures of him in magazine ads and stuff.
Oh, one of them cooking fellers. Yeah, sure. Maybe you ought to read that book, Lum, long as you do your own cooking over at the place.
No, this is just for cooking up a lot of fancy stuff for big restaurants and such as that. And I don't believe I'll take up that line of work.
I hope not.
I wouldn't make a bad one, though. I do seem to have a sort of a knack for cooking. It ain't hard for me at all.
No. Only hard part's trying to eat it after you get it cooked.
Oh, I don't know so much about
Lom, that. Lom, I've et your grub.
If I was a mind to do it, how about you? I could be as famous a chief as any of them. Lom Edwards, famous chief. You know, that don't sound bad, does it?
Lom, don't you start getting no big ideas again now.
I ain't gonna do it, don't worry.
Good, had me worried for a minute there.
Grannies, I could wear one of them big white hats and have a crowd of people standing outside the window looking inside, watching me cook up different stuff, flipping
crowd
them
up.
Pancakes up in the air and catching them behind my back, stuff like that.
Uh-oh, that does it. Did you say something about a crowd of people watching you?
Yeah, they've got a place like that in Little Rock, I believe. It's always a crowd on the sidewalk there watching that feller cook.
Lom, I don't believe no crowd's going to stand around and watch you fix fried potatoes and open a can of salmon. That's about all you ever fix for yourself.
Oh, well, I'd branch out. I'd study up some of them secret recipes in this book here. Grannies, I'd cook up stuff folks in this town never heard of before.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Who's going to eat the stuff?
Don't worry. I'll make it look so good I'll have folks lined up for blocks fighting to get in.
Yeah. After one taste, they'll be fighting to get out, too.
No, they won't. Then when I get real famous, I'll write a book like this in here. Them things sells for $2 a copy. It's marked right here inside the kiver. Body could sell one of them a day and make a good living.
Yeah, if you could get anybody to buy them.
And it's got some good sounding things to eat in here. Listen to this, Abner. Ham a la Antoine.
Huh?
It's the name of the fellow that wrote this book.
Huh. No, but that's a peculiar name for a cook. Ham a la Antoine.
I don't mean the whole thing's his name, just the Antoine.
Huh?
The rest of it's just the way he fixes ham.
Huh?
The name of the recipe, you might say.
They could call me Fried Ham Abner, then. That's the way I fix it.
Just ham's enough for you.
Oh,
here's another one that sounds good. Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska?
Yeah, it says here it's ice cream and cake put in the oven and baked.
Baked ice cream?
That's what it says.
Mom, you're reading that wrong. Now, that Ollie Antoine's got better sense than that, sure.
Right down here in black and ink.
Well, it'll be right down here in the bottom of the oven if he ever puts it in the stove. Never heard of nothing like that in my whole life.
Well, that's the whole idea. I'll learn how to cook stuff these women around Pine Ridge have never even heard of. That's what I'm basing my whole success on.
Hey, wait a minute. You're talking like you're actually going to do this. Just a minute ago, you said you wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, I reckon I did get a little carried away there for a minute.
Yeah, kid, you was flying high, wings flapping in the wind there.
It is a idy, though.
It's a idy, but not a good one. Where would you do all this fancy cooking? Luke Spears got the only restaurant in town, you know good and well he wouldn't let you go messing around in there.
Oh, well, I weren't serious about it no ways, I don't think.
Good.
Now, I'm feared this town ain't ready for nothing like that. Pine Ridge is sort of country in some ways when you come right down to it, Abner. Actually, a feller of my talents ought to move to a bigger city, I believe.
Just what talents you talking about, Long?
Hey, do you fellers know where the center of the state of Alabama is?
No, Grandpap, and what more we
well,
don't
you
care.
Never guess it, Abner. At least I never would. It's at Chilton, 12 miles southwest of Clinton.
Now, there's the interesting one thing I ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It is interesting, I'll admit, but listen to this. In New York City in 1936, the coldest it got was 14 below zero. And in Milwaukee,
Grand
it
Pap,
was...
I don't care how cold
Abner,
it
stop
got.
Arguing and get the phone. I'm busy here reading how you make crepe Suzettes. Get the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hello, jot them down store and library. Abner Peabody done a talking. Oh, how you, Miss Johnson? No, we're plumb out today. The bread truck never showed up. Oh, I don't know. It's got to where we can't put no dependence in him at all no more. Yeah, well, if he shows up tomorrow, we'll preserve you a couple loaves. Anything else? All right, Miss Johnson. Goodbye. Long, we got to do something about that dad-blamed bread truck. This is the third day he ain't showed up.
I know it. They're just that one outfit, and they're getting awful independent.
Just too bad we ain't got our bakeries right here in Pine Ridge. Then we wouldn't have to put the dependence on a feller that's coming all the way from the county seat whenever the notion strikes him.
Yeah, and it's getting to her. Or wait a minute. Wait a minuet. What did you say, Abner?
Did I say something wrong?
No, you just hit on a great idea there.
I did? Well, good for me. I couldn't hardly get it out. What is my idea?
Why, starting up a bakery.
Huh?
That's just the outlet I need for my cooking talents. We can start it right here in the store, the Pine Ridge Bakery. L. Eddards, head chief. I knowed this book was a gold mine the minute I laid eyes on it.